From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The government has released hundreds of documents that reveal more charges of detainee abuse in Iraq, this time involving Marines with the 1st Division. The documents were released after a federal judge ordered the government to comply with a year-old Freedom of Information Act request. It was filed by the Center for Constitutional Rights, the American Civil Liberties Union, and other organizations. According to the documents, several Marines have been punished as a result of the abuses. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Some of the most important files in this newly released batch of documents are written by officials of the U.S. Naval Criminal Investigative Service. They include emails, interviews, and investigative reports concerning alleged abuse. The various files span from March 2003, just shortly after U.S. forces invaded Iraq, up until August this year, and say that the alleged abuse took place in areas throughout Iraq. Jeffrey Fogel, the legal director of the Center for Constitutional Rights, or CCR, says some of the files indicate shocking behavior by some Marines.
For example, in one instance, holding a pistol to the back of detainees' heads, ordering juveniles to kneel while the pistol was discharged to scare them into thinking that they were going to be executed, a severe burning of detainees' hands by covering them in alcohol and igniting them, shocking a detainee with an electric transformer. These are some of the incidents that are detailed in some of these documents.
One case involved a Marine who claimed he and two others were ordered to kill three Iraqis and that he was threatened with death if he didn't do as he was told. During the investigation, the Marine retracted his statement. In their report, investigators said they believed the Marine fabricated the story while he was drunk at a party in order to impress his friends. That investigation was closed, but many others remain open. Major Michael Shavers, a Pentagon spokesman, says the breadth and findings in all of the investigations show that the military doesn't try to cover up any allegations of abuse.
We've said all along that when we have credible allegations of detainee abuse, we investigate them and we take action on them. Many of these, the cases have already been investigated and the individuals who were found guilty of perpetrating these have already been punished.
According to the newly released batch of documents, several Marines have been court-martialed for abusing detainees. Punishment ranges from 90-day confinement and demotion for the Marine who burned a detainee to a year in prison for one Marine charged with giving an Iraqi prisoner electric shocks. The CCR's Fogel says it's good that the military took action, but the documents show that the abuse may be systemic.
Once you get an extensive picture of the nature and amount of abuse that was being done, it becomes much more difficult to believe that high-ranking officials in the Department of Defense did not know what was going on.
Fogel says some of the alleged abuse could have been prevented if the government had handed over the documents quicker. The CCR and other groups requested the documents long before the Abu Ghraib abuse scandal broke in late April. A federal court finally ordered the government to hand them over. Pentagon spokesman Shavers says the request for documents by the CCR and others was extremely comprehensive.
They ask for all information pertaining to detainees dating from September 11th through the current time period. So you can imagine that's an enormous amount of information, enormous number of documents spanning not only Department of Defense, but a lot of other agencies within the administration.
Shavers says it's taken thousands of hours to prepare the documents, including redacting information that's either classified or protected under the Privacy Act. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.